friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
The Browns defense is number one in yardage allowed through 2 weeks.
That sounds like a negative stat, doesn't it? They're the best team.
They're giving up the fewest yards per game of any team in the National Football League.
It does sound weird, though.
By far.
You're not incorrect in the way you're saying it.
By far.
It makes it sound like it's negative. It's not.
Well, it's not. It's a positive.
There you go.
And yet the Browns are 0-2 and ranked 30th. In power rankings from ESPN, despite having the number one defense. I look at the optimistic side. I think this defense is going to win them some football games. If they can score, if
the defense can get a couple pick sixes.
All they need to do is run the football.
Scoop and scores. And
if you run the ball.
Safeties.
You're going to win games like the Bengals game.
1-point conversions.
17-16. You had that game won. You had it won. Your kicker makes a couple of kicks. One of your wide receivers hangs on to one pass. You win that game.
The ifs and buts theory.
Roman is with us in Canton, home of all kinds of good things.
Hello, Roman.
I appreciate the all kinds of good things. Canton gets a bad rap sometimes.
Are you giving it a bad rap?
I'm not giving it a bad rap.
No.
Home of the Pro Football Hall of Fame, yeah. Malone University, Walsh University, some fine schools.
Henley Monument, oh yeah, all sorts of good stuff.
Yeah.
Kent State Stark, right? Stark State, yep. Isn't that? Yes.
Belden Village?
Yeah.
And restaurants that you don't see, by the way, elsewhere in Northeast Ohio. Stark County's in its own little area. There are chain restaurants you don't see like in Akron, Cleveland, and everything else.
It's weird. It's like Tuscarora's County has become your suburbs now.
There it is, Roman.
Just so you know that.
Go ahead. Stark County love for you there, Roman.
Appreciate it. Also, some very good high school football. Don't forget that.
Oh, yeah.
There's some good teams down there.
What's going on with Dustin Fox's alma mater? Whew, they're having some troubles. Okay, anyway, go ahead. Sorry.
Guys, I hate to give you an I told you so burger, but unfortunately the season is going to be a lot of this. It's going to be, you know, getting into the third quarter, somewhat getting close, but our defense just can't do everything. And as much as I saw a stat, like we're out gaining our opponents 650 some yards to 200 and some yards and still losing games.
It's nuts.
It's insane. And this is the life of a Browns fan. We find new ways to lose every single season. And I've been watching them for 33 years, and I know that's a blip in the time of watching football, but guys, it's insane to me how we find new ways to lose. And unfortunately, Sunday I was just whatever about it. We can't expect anything from these guys because that's only going to lead to disappointment. A win here and there, unexpectedly, awesome. That makes for a great Sunday. But I, unfortunately, with this team now and the offense, how it looks, I expect to lose every Sunday. And that, I hate saying that. It's not a good feeling, but that's
Roman.
That's
defense. That lives. Defense should keep you in some games. If you run the ball, you can win some games.
Yeah, and it does. And then, you know, we got games like week one where we hold a team with a very high-powered offense to 7 yards in the second half and lose the game by 1 point.
Yeah.
You know, that's just – you don't see that anywhere else in football, let alone the NFL. You don't see that anywhere in football. And that goes all the way down to the high school level. You know what I mean? It's just you can't get worked up about it. And I told my wife that these are the best seasons as Browns fans because I have no expectations. I have no clue how it's going to go on Sunday. And the only time she's going to see me mad are probably going to be at those last 2 weeks of the season. If we're sitting at 0-15 or 0-14, then I'm going to start to get angry because you'll get angry, Roman,
if they win some games. Roman, thank you very much. As long as you've gone through all that pain, might as well go get that number one pick. By the way, we'll look at college quarterbacks coming up a little later on in the show.
A list.
It's just a little update.
No, it's a list.
We're not doing lists. If you have the same guys in the list every week, is it a list or is it an update?
It's a list.
Kevin's in Cuyahoga Falls. Kevin?
Kev!
Gentlemen, how are we doing today?
Couldn't we are hanging in.
Looking at quarterbacks already. You're making my point already for me, Jeff. Joe has got to go. Hey, Andy, who's the opponent you say has never been defeated? Who is that again?
Father Time.
I never say that.
Father,
are you kidding?
Time.
I never say
Father
that.
Father Time and Joe Flacco have had a battle, and we know who's won once again. He remains undefeated. I have seen Cole Molasses move faster than Joe Flacco. Listen, love the guy. 2 years ago he came. What a story. Off the couch, the whole thing. We all know the story.
It was
we
awesome.
Lived it. It was great. It was fantastic. Even this Joe now isn't the Joe we got 2 years ago. I mean, he's got to go. I mean, when you have – hey, Jeff, what does he have, more turnovers or touchdowns? Which one of those does he have?
I believe that would be turnovers, I'm not going to blame him. I'm not going to blame him for the two in the first game.
No. I give him two.
Well –
And one okay. really, really bad one. And I'll be honest, the fumble could have. Did anybody think his knee was down? Was I on another
play? It
planet?
Was close.
No.
It was close.
You're going to say straight out, Kevin, you're going to say straight out, no, his knee was not down.
The replay showed it was
It was
fumble.
Close. It was very close.
But that doesn't count.
I know.
His knee moved so slowly, he didn't have time to hit the ground yet. That's
how Kevin. Shecky Kevin with us this morning.
I'm telling you. Right. And then you've got Gabriel that looked like a real quarterback coming out, and he moved
Kevin,
that
man,
down and scored a touchdown.
Kev, it was the end of the game. Come on, man. That was the end of the game. Be honest.
I'm sorry. Was it not a real NFL game, Andy? Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Were they not playing a real NFL team in a real game?
Yeah.
Were they
really going to make up 20 points on one play? No.
Kevin, here's my thought on this. Are you ready? And I'm going to agree with you. The argument that you don't want to throw Dylan Gabriel out there because he's not ready, blah 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 blah, and Joe gives you a better chance to win. I don't know that Joe gives you a better chance to win.
Thank you.
And by the way, Kev, if you listened yesterday, I said things had gone sideways. I would give Joe another half. That's about it.
Dylan Gabriel looked good enough to me. I think he's deserved a chance to start this game, and let's see what he's got for a whole game. Frankly, he looked like he could control an offense. He looked like he was pro-ready. I'm not saying he's going to be the next, you know, whatever, Peyton Manning. I'm saying that drive was enough for me in a real NFL game. He looked good enough to me. I think you give him the reins and see what he can do with it, and let's see what we got in this kid. Because otherwise, this is another waste of a season without doing it.
Kevin, thank you very much.
Thanks, Kevin.
See, here's the catch, and I've made this point all along. Without Pickett here, who is a veteran who has some experience, and you could play him, and he's young enough that you still might have a guy.
Jeff?
No, hold on, Andy. This isn't about Pickett. It's about Flacco and Gabriel and Sanders. The longer you play Joe, the less time you're going to have to make a decision on these rookies. I'm convinced.
As you said yesterday, they already made their decision.
Right. They're going to draft a quarterback next year.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima. Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show. Your way and on your time.
So what's the point now of playing Joe? If you think Joe gives you a better chance to win, well, if you're going to draft a quarterback next year, don't you want the pick to be as high as you're going to get?
Yeah.
And if you think Gabriel or Sanders might be able to do something, don't you want to throw him out there ASAP? And I'm just not convinced. I've seen Joe for two games now. Joe can still throw, and he doesn't move real well. He can still throw. You know, what he did here 2 years ago was phenomenal. I think Dylan Gabriel probably gives you a better chance to win right now. I haven't seen where Joe gives you a big chance to win. So if you're actually trying to win, I might play the young guy. And screaming that he's not ready and everything else, okay, maybe he's not. Except the guy played 6 years of college football. When is he going to be ready? He's known for his processing, being able to read defenses. sounds like if you're going to give a guy a chance, now's the time.
I don't disagree. I like the they're 0-2 right now. So where are we going with this thing? And do I think Joe could start 17 games? Yeah, I do. I'm not going to lie on that. I think he could start 17 games. But I'm with you on that. I want to see Gabriel. I want to see Sanders. I want to see what if you're going to lose, let's see what you picked, right?
But see, here's the thing. Do the young guys give you a better chance to win?
Jeff, here's the real thing. Does the organization care if they give you a better chance to win? Perhaps, maybe, these guys are writing the script for the next quarterback to take their job.
You do have two number ones next year, Andy.
And that second, that Jacksonville pick is sitting at 15 as of today.
And the Browns is sitting?
The Browns, my friend, were sitting at 4 yesterday, and they're sitting at 4 today as well.
Mary Kay Cabot covers the Browns for the Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com. She's coming up next. If you're on hold, stick with us. We'll get your calls later in the show. Fun day here on Baskin and Phelps.
Hey, friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.